once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 150. This week we are going to talk about the greatest holiday of them all, Halloween, and what it means to us and kind of our history with the holiday. But before we get to that, let's introduce our somewhat hair panel. We have Dan.
Hi.
We have Justin, who is eating.
You can't prove that.
Okay, we'll just have you talk continuously for 5 minutes then, and see how well that goes. And
shut up, Earl.
And on the background this week, we have Trent, who is right now entertaining guests, and he will join us in progress, I assume. So yes, this week, even though we did a Halloween-centric episode last week, I figured since Halloween is Thursday and we come out on a Friday, it would make sense to do an actual Halloween episode. We've actually never done a personal Halloween episode in 3 years either. And Halloween is a huge, huge day for me. I've always been a huge... Well, I'm not going to say I've always been a huge fan. I don't know if you folks had similar experiences, or maybe you're going through that now. But Halloween, to me, was something you did as a kid. You kind of stop when you were a teenager, and then you kind of pick up again when you're a young adult, as they call it.
It sounds pretty accurate of the holiday.
Yep.
The one of you two, I don't even know if celebrates the correct word, but do you experience Halloween?
These days, not so much, because I'm in college. I'm in my third year, so, I mean, I've got
perfect.
A lot of work.
That's the perfect time to experience Halloween.
I guess.
Honestly speaking, that's how I got back into Halloween, was when I went to school. And, I mean, one thing in general with my college experience, and I assume most people you have to dress up in college no matter what. You have graffiti night, you have funky hat night, you have retro night, you have, you know, like jocks and I forget the other one. But yeah, you have a golf tees and white tees. Everybody wants a reason to do something stupid and get drunk. That's pretty much, I mean, usually the end game is to get drunk, but you want to dress it up every so often. Halloween was one of those big gets for me for college, and it was really how I got back into it after being... Because I think, and I guess this is going to kick us off, because I also have a set of questions we'll try to get through if we miss out. But I guess, did you folks do trick-or-treating when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. I did it all the way up until I was 18.
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
No wonder you don't want to do it in college. Just finish.
The last time I trick-or-treated was when I was like, let's say 12 or 13, and then I broke off from it. I remember... the last time I wore a Halloween costume, it was my sophomore year of high school. Me and me and three of my friends, we decided to go as Pac-Man and the Ghosts, and I was one of the ghosts. And so when they like presented us, since our ghosts were painted blue and Pac-Man was painted yellow, we sort of did like the little shuffle, the little like when you eat the pellet and it glows. We did the waka 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 waka. And we won that year, too.
There you go. That is pretty awesome. I am actually pretty much on the same timetable. I think I finished trick-or-treating for around 12, just because... for me, it's kind of iffy, because I also have a lot... I'm not a middle child. Well, I am a middle child, but I kind of have a sibling older than me and a sibling younger than me. So you do kind of engage in that a bit more. But, I mean, as far as, like, hardcore trick-or-treating and me actually doing it, it was around 12. And I think for most people, it does kind of correlate to when you enter junior high school and intermediate school, whatever you want to call it, around that time, because you kind of transition to independent, and a lot of people tend to see that as a silly childhood trait.
It's true. I think it's like it goes for a lot of things beyond just Halloween, obviously, but that was kind of like a detractor for me growing up. But then I was like, you know what, I don't care, I just like being silly and doing whatever I want.
Yeah, which is what happens when you become older. It's like you don't care.
Right. It's like one of those things where, like, everybody makes fun of it, but then you realize, like, wait, why are you making fun of this? This is awesome. I want to do this all the time now.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you never realize why you do it, but you do it because everybody else, like, you ask your friends, like, are you going to, oh, that's for little kids.
Right.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's totally for little kids. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's like a song where it's like at first you like it, and then, like, you hate it, and then it comes right back around to you liking it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like Dan mentioned, I think the other thing that's pretty big in this department for a lot of people tends to be Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
where a lot of people tend to cut them out around that same age, and you kind of go back and like, oh my gosh, I loved that movie so much as a kid. Why can't Disney go back to how awesome they were when I was younger? That's
right.
Another problem.
It's like,
but
it's usually like the movies are usually like, was it Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus, Nightmare Before Christmas. I think it's one other one. Corpse Bride.
I don't think that's Disney.
Not necessarily Disney, but just like it's one of those films, like for Halloween.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about like Disney movies in general.
Oh, okay.
And to have people who, again, it's something you dismiss because it's a sprite of grown up. Like, you're no longer engaging in these childish behaviors. And then you kind of realize that, oh, whatever, I don't care. Hey, granted, right. I celebrate Halloween. I don't go trick-or-treating anymore. That is a childhood thing.
Right.
I think partially because nobody gives candy to somebody in their 20s.
Right. It makes you look weird.
Yeah, it's just kind of creepy at that point. There are people who do it. I knew people in college who went trick-or-treating. But other than that, I think it comes back again, when you have kids of your own and you have to do it as a parent, that's different. But, you know, you come back to that habit. But there is a time in between, I would say, like your beginning of your teens through maybe adulthood, where you don't do trick-or-treating, and you stop celebrating Halloween for about a decade. Right. So, I mean, I guess this is, you know, this is probably easier for me and Trent to answer, but how have you seen it changed as you've grown up and now you're on the other side of the coin where I assume we're all past 20 at this point?
I am 20, so that's...
Right there.
Me too.
So, I mean, well, we had Dan because he just stopped trick-or-treating last week. What about you, Justin?
I haven't really seen it evolve. I guess to me it's always stayed the same. Except the costumes have gotten just more fancier looking.
I feel like it's either way, because I feel like, again, and I guess it depends, because as a child, you have your parents who either buy you a costume or you make one, so mm-hmm. It tends to get fancy. In college, especially from my personal experience, because you're a college student, you're on a budget, so mm-hmm. My costumes and most of my friends' costumes are always kind of stuff we put together. Or the ones that I used to hate all the time is whenever somebody goes to, like, Walmart and they buy, like, a kid's superhero costume and they wear it, and it's, like, you know, just kind of a funny costume and everybody does it, so it doesn't count. I think all of my costumes in college were made from going to, like, Goodwill and Salvation Army and just picking up pieces from there, and most of them I would get for, like, 20, 30 bucks total because, one, it's a single night, so you don't want to go too elaborate for it. Two is you're living on a budget, so you don't really have expendable cash.
Mm-hmm.
As I've grown older and kind of moved out of that college phase, it's kind of become a bit more complex. I tend to kind of plan these out way in advance. I think the most expensive one was a couple of years ago. I did a Green Lantern, and it was one of the few Star Wars costumes I got. But it was before the movie, so it was really difficult to kind of find a good Green Lantern costume. And it was also the costume that kind of got me into the mentality that I'm not going to buy store-bought costumes anymore because I hate...
Was it one of those ones with the big inflatable muscles, like the big giant six-pack?
Yes, it was one of those, and it's a onesie.
That's a bad idea.
Yes, it was. In hindsight, it was. I didn't think about it when I got him. This is going to be awesome. I got a onesie, and I spent the night drinking. When you drink, you feel that. So after maybe 4 or 5 hours, I was like halfway in my costume. I just had the pants on because it was just very ridiculous and extremely hot wearing that thing all night. So
yeah, that's the boon that comes with basically Halloween as a whole is just really hot in any costume you decide to wear.
Well, it depends.
I think it's more of a problem for guys than it is for everybody in general.
Well, I mean, all your other people would be females.
Right. Sorry. But I mean, because I guess, like, the costumes for women are, like, they're more sexualized, but they're also less, they don't try to murder you with the weather.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, for me, being in New York City, October should be relatively chill. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't be a problem. It tends to be just because we've had really mild falls and winters recently. But I also try to plan around my costume with my, I try to fan around for the weather at the end of the year. I also try to fan around with my personal limitations. Like, almost every costume I have has some type of eyewear because I need to wear glasses, and I don't want to have a costume that doesn't have glasses that does. So that's always been one of my requirements. And the other one, and I guess I can ask Justin this as well, is I tend to like to have, and this, you know, it depends on the person, so I guess it's why I'm posing a suggestion. It's like, do you tend to want to have race-sensitive costumes?
Say again?
Would you, do you try to go as an African-American character?
No, never. I just pick a costume that I think is cool, and then I just wear it. I don't really think about it. I feel like there are people who probably should not do that.
Yes, we heard that controversy last week.
Yeah. Okay. Did you see the newest one?
No.
There was some model. I think her name is Julianne Ho.
Oh yeah, I saw that. She's from America. Yeah.
Uh huh. Did you see the other one?
I saw the college one that dressed up as Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, I saw that one too. Oh yeah. God, that was so bad.
Okay, one, it's in bad taste. Two, it's way too soon. Three, blackface is never a good idea. It wasn't a good idea when it was invented. It's
right.
A good idea now.
And it's like, what? Especially like for the model, it's like, why did you need to be black to pull that off? I think if you just did your hair like the character, people would have known who you were. I don't get why you had to, like, bronze your skin or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes people do go to the extreme, and I think sometimes, and you know, it's not a, I'm not condoning or condemning them, but sometimes I don't think people think that far ahead. They just think, oh, this is going to be funny, and they don't realize the type of implications it may be given off, especially if you have friends who kind of encourage it or don't say, this is a dumb idea, don't do this.
Right.
And I think the other major problem is that a lot of people live in the social media era, and they don't realize that posting that out there, everybody finds it. I mean, this is on Instagram, this is on Facebook. It's going to be out there.
Right. I think, the kids involved in the Trayvon Martin costume thing, I think they just plain out so that they don't give a fuck. So that's really where, so that's like, if it was accidental, I could kind of understand it, but if you just don't care, that's really where I draw the line.
Yeah, kids trying to be a little bit too cool and edgy and stuff like that.
Like, oh, haha, Neighborhood Watch, check me out, lol. It's like, that's not cool. That's just being a dick.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess that also goes into the other conversation I was going to have, is his favorite Halloween costumes you've seen, but I think that's pretty easy up there.
Right. Oh, did you see one? I guess they couldn't properly, I guess they didn't, like, have the license for Legend of Zelda, for Link from Zelda, so I think they have to call the costume, like, Warrior Elf or something. you know which one I'm talking about?
I've seen it. I was actually looking at that this year, and it's so weird for a company with so many recognizable IPs. Nintendo does not have official Halloween costumes.
You would think so too, because I figure people make their own like Mario and Luigi costumes all the time. I figure that they would just say screw it and make their own.
I think they have a licensing agreement now, but the fact that it's been like 30 some odd years and they're just getting around to that now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually just Mario and Luigi. Like you have Princess Peach, you have Toad, but you have Zelda, you have Metroid, you have Pokemon. They have a ton of remarkable IPs that they can make Halloween costumes for, because Mario and Luigi are extremely popular Halloween costumes.
Right.
I think in my experience, they're up there. Waldo from Where's Waldo is an extremely popular one because you only need a red and white shirt.
Totally. Yep. I think Spider-Man and Batman, I think like most Marvel and DC superheroes are pretty popular.
Oh yeah, the two most popular ones I see are, and they're usually cheap, is the Iron Man Reactor one, not his full costume, but like the Reactor.
Oh, just the shirt with the symbol.
Yeah, yeah, and and Clark Kent changing into Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that is so lame.
I know, but those tend to be. It's true. You buy a Superman shirt, you get a white T-shirt, and you just have
to
open
it. Oh my god, that actually annoys me.
It's not dumb. It's just really hazy, and you see a lot of them.
Have you seen the same company who did the Warrior Princess thing for Zelda? Also did one called a sassy police officer, a sassy Rick Grimes, or it's basically just Rick Grimes from Walking Dead, just with a skirt and a knife.
I will say this much, I mean, women are free to choose as they want, but like, everything is like sexy something or another for
I know.
Sexy cop, sexy cheerleader, sexy French maid. Those are fine, but you have stuff like sexy pizza.
There's sexy Ninja Turtles, I think.
Yes, there are sexy Ninja Turtles. I've seen that. There's couple costumes that I always,
yeah.
You know, there's like the pug where like, the guy
right.
just, and then
right.
the girl.
Like,
oh, yeah.
The one where I really draw the line is like sexy Bert and Ernie. It's like, no, stop. Please stop.
So yeah, it's weird.
It's just evil.
But to me, I also endorse people making their own costumes and not necessarily buying them. Especially being that Halloween costumes aren't cheap.
They're not. They're like, what,
yeah, it's true.
30, like what, 30, 35 bucks now, right?
Oh, that's cheap. I mean, when I did Green Lantern, I believe I spent like 60.
Oh, 70. Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that they'd gone up that high.
Especially if you do, especially if you like wait to the last moment and you have to buy it in like the stores because like you have Party City. We have a couple of Halloween shops. I don't know what they do the other 11 months of the year.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
but,
they close down, like Christmas shops sometimes will just be open for the season.
Really?
I don't know how they stay in business that way, but... Yeah.
Hmm.
Where's Waldo goes for... There's a Where's Waldo costume. I don't even know what for. That's $225 on Amazon.
Oh my
Dude.
God.
That is insane. But yes, I mean, and Where's Waldo's an easy costume to make. It's literally something you could put together on Halloween night if you,
you could, really. You could do that in like 20 minutes if you were dedicated enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess kind of transitioning back, what has been some of your favorite Halloween costumes that you've done?
I had two favorites for me when I was like 7. So this was like right around 2000 or so. I was dressed up as Link, and I did my own, like, made my own Link with the help from my mom. My mom designed the whole, like, Hylian shield and everything, and that was really cool as, like, a 7-year-old that my mom helped out that much.
Nice.
So I really liked that as a kid. And then when I was older, like 14 or so, this was right around when Scribblenauts, the first Scribblenauts came out.
Oh, you
and,
make me go old.
And then I dressed up as Maxwell from Scribblenauts because I pre-ordered the game, and it came with his special hat, which was, like, the hardest part of the costume.
Oh, the rooster hat.
Yeah. So I got the rooster hat for free, and then the rest of his stuff was like white gloves, green shoes, special socks. The hardest part was finding a blue shirt and then doing a star symbol on it. So that was pretty cool because it was like, it was easy, but it was like nobody really knew. It was kind of obscure.
Yeah, that's always the problem with Halloween costumes. Is sometimes I get great ideas. I'm like, yeah, there's going to be like, two people who recognize what the hell I am. So
yeah.
I always kind of go back to the drawing board. My favorite two were in college, and these two, well, one of them still haunts me to this day.
Oh, boy.
So, that's not in a negative, well, somewhat in a negative way. I believe sophomore year of college, junior year of college, I did MC Hammer, and my ring was Vanilla Ice.
Oh, God.
And that was awesome.
Did you do the dance? Did someone, like, someone said Hammer Time, did you do the dance?
I did it at some point, but it does kind of get old, and that was that was worrisome the next year, because the next year I just did Steve Urkel, and I went all out. I got a toy accordion that actually worked. I had the glasses, the high pants. One of my friends still calls me Steve from this. Yeah, but that was annoying because I didn't get to do anything all night because the idea of bringing a toy accordion sounded cool until everybody wanted to make sure it actually worked the entire night. So I would get stopped like every minute. Like, does that actually work? Can I try it? I'm like, sure. And I'm like, I think we were out for 4 hours. I got to drink once. Because
what?
I could.
Well, like, at that point, you should just like sat down and just been like grab the sign and be like, play the accordion for like $5. So you could have like paid for all your drinks after.
And the funny thing is, the other thing is, I was huge into taking pictures. I got one picture of that costume that year because I didn't get a chance. Like, I'm sure there's pictures floating around, but personally speaking, I only took one picture with that because I didn't get a chance to do anything else that night until we went back to the dorms and paid the bear pump. But yeah, that's kind of been the Halloween costume I've had to live up to since then. And I mean, since graduation, I've kind of done different stuff to varying degrees of success and nakedness. But yeah, what about you, Justin?
Just the Pac-Man thing. Because all my other ones, like when I was a kid, it was always just like, I'm a karate master, or I'm a Power Ranger, or I'm Spider-Man, or I'm a Ninja Turtle. So I think the Pac-Man one is probably the best one that I've done.
Okay. And Chen has joined us now, so we're going to have him catch up. Want to tell us about your Halloween history?
Yeah, sure. How far back are we going?
Well, we've talked about your evolution.
Real?
Well, yeah, just kind of like, did you trick or treat when you were younger? Did you stop trick or treating? Did you still trick or treat? What were your favorite costumes?
Sure. Yeah, I love trick or treating. Halloween's actually my favorite time of the year, and I've always had a standing tradition of like when I was a kid, we would go out trick or treating from like 6 until 8, and then we would come home and we would eat candy while we watched like a horror movie marathon. And I still do the horror movie marathon today, and like I'll be planning on doing that Halloween night, obviously. And now I give out candy. I stopped going out trick or treating probably when I was 13. Like when I finished middle school, it was pretty much the tail end of it being socially acceptable. I mean, there are some people in high school that would do it, but I don't know. I think those people were frowned upon a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
we talked about all having similar experiences. I think we were all around 12 or 13 when we stopped.
Yeah, pretty much. I had some friends that I've gone and done certain things with. I have a friend that goes on something called Trick or Eat, where they go from house to house, and they're able to kind of collect candy at the same time, but mostly collect dry foods and non-perishables for local food banks. So that's cool, and they still do that today. But that's not something I've ever been really invested in. If we're talking about costumes, my group of friends and I have always been big into themes, I guess. So last year we were Star Trek The Next Generation, and I think you may remember this, Bill, because I was talking about probably exactly a year ago, I was telling you about how it was going to be Vanilla LaForge. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the year before that we did Digimon and I was Joe, and the year before that, I went out with my friend Andrew, and I was still in university, I think. We were at a different university campus, and I was God and he was the devil. So we walked up to people all night asking them to do things. So, yeah, I have fun. I guess, like, I love the holiday.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask as a personal question, do you have any of these pictures, especially of Digimon?
I probably do have some floating around of Digimon, yeah. And our costumes were, like, nailed. Like, it was pretty dead on, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see these pictures now.
I've always wanted to do a big group costume, but just kind of get in this thing together. It's always just more of a hassle when your friends all
over. And it totally was a hassle, too. Like, to get everyone on the same page and make sure everyone was making their costumes at the same time. I also don't know how cosplayers do it, because like the amount of effort everyone has to put into it is just insane if you want to look somewhat like what you're trying to portray. So, yeah, like my hair, I was wearing friggin' blue hair at the time, and you have the full getup, and my friend was wearing TK's outfit, and that hat is nigh impossible to make.
I don't mind the hat. Shorts are the problem, though.
Did you have the did you have Joe's bag?
Actually, yeah, I did. I had his bag, and we had the necklaces that had the symbols, and I had a Digivice on me too. Like, this was legit. We took it seriously.
Wow, you guys are like hardcore cosplayers.
I was about to say, that's... Well, this is
the thing, like, it's always like, we never do anything Halloween night together, but there's always a party the Friday, well, the Friday before, the Friday after, where we get together and we get drunk and we're all dressed up, and it's a fun time. Although the last time, like, we were in a completely different town, dressed up as the guys from Star Trek The Next Generation, and my friend Tim, who was very android-like in nature, was dressed up as Data. And when he gets drunk, he says sort of mean things to people, not because he's a mean person, but because he's really socially awkward. Yeah, well, he's drunk and he's really socially awkward. So he saw a girl, and she was dressed as a vampire, and she had blood dripping down from her lip. So he went up to her and he said, "What are you supposed to be, a hooker with herpes?" And she was like crying the rest of the night, telling people that the Star Trek guys were mean to her, and I had no fault in that. Just a blind.
Did he apologize? Please tell me he apologized after that.
Tim doesn't know how to apologize.
All right, never mind.
I apologize.
Hooker with her. That's a new one.
These are my friends, people.
Yeah, so it sounds like you folks have fun.
Yeah,
like,
I think you win for best costume.
I'm also kind of curious, but you said it was mostly house parties, but the other problem I have with group costumes is you always have to stick together, because it's really weird if you're like a digi-destined and the rest of the digi-destined aren't with you.
Even if you didn't, a lot of people wouldn't even know. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
we were really doing it. People, we were doing it more so for us,
right? Yeah. So that, like, right now, let's say the popular group right now is like, let's say, like, you get five or so people to dress up as like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, how many people would know that you're supposed to be the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I feel like if you dressed up as the Avengers, it'd be obvious, but no, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would not work.
Especially because like Coulson's just like a dude in a suit and tie, like that could literally be anybody. Or it's like if you went into the Matrix in the 90s, how many people would catch that right away if you didn't have like a Neo or a Trinity with you?
I don't know. It's weird. I'm going for something kind of different this year. I think this is the first year in a while we haven't done a group costume. Although some of my friends are trying to be characters from Game of Thrones. They wanted me to be Lord Baelish, and there was no way that I was going to be able to afford that kind of costume. So I decided to just put on a Superman T-shirt and a business suit.
We talked about that in the Iron Man chess piece costume. God, as a duper each.
That irritates me.
So that worked out perfectly.
If you've seen pictures of me, though, I look a terrible amount like Clark Kent. Like, I in no way look like Superman, but his dorky counterpart, yeah, I nail that. So I feel like I can pull it off.
Fair enough. Okay. So I guess moving on down the line, another part of Halloween is when you're younger. I don't know if any of you engage in this as much when you're older. What are some of your favorite candy that you got during this season? And if anybody says a Tootsie Pop, I'm booting you from this call right now.
Screw Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops are like the rocks. Tootsie Rolls are like the rocks. Be like, oh, what did you get? I got a rock. It's like, no one cares. No one wanted one of those.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like them, but I didn't look forward to them.
Where I am, like, I was lucky because I was growing up in a place that was like, it was the kind of town where everyone knew everyone. No one locked their doors, and everyone was really generous to people they didn't know. So I'd always walk away with a whole bunch of cans of pop and like full size candy bars. But I think my favorite thing to get were Chiclets. Do you guys get Chiclets over there? Don't you?
No,
we used to. No? I remember them as a kid.
Never. Yeah, they're like dentine, but not dentine ice. they're like flavored gums that come in that kind of dentine ice format of being like little tablets or whatever. And I used to like, I would like eat 10 of them, 20, 30, and 30 of them in a row. Like, just, I wouldn't even chew them. I wouldn't blow bubbles. I would just eat them. I had it bad.
Okay. I've always been partial to candy corn. I know that's not everybody's favorite, but that is my hot. I do candy corn and I do candy canes. So like the OU2 seasonal candies I have. Also like sweet tarts.
Oh, sweet tarts are great.
Yes. Sweet tarts are amazing. Oh, Nerds too.
I've never got Nerds for Halloween.
Really?
No. I don't think so anyhow.
I don't think I have either.
I usually get like Nerds, gum, Skittles, or sweet tarts. The little double bubble things.
Yeah.
You guys, you ever get those?
I get sweet tarts. Sometimes you get like the little, you know, like the little chocolates, like the little Hershey bars, like the fun size ones. Skittles, M&M's, candy corn, Tootsie Pops, Rose, I should say, because everybody has them. Tootsie Rose.
Earl, when you got M&M's, did you get the regular chocolate kind or the peanut kind?
It didn't matter. I don't eat M&M's. I'm not a fan, so I would give those away anyhow.
Oh.
But usually it was the normal ones. Whichever ones come in the aisle bag.
I was happy as long as I was getting candy. I think that the most disappointing was, like, getting plain chips.
I've never got chips.
You get chips.
You never got chips? That's like okay. People up here are far more inclined to give you small bags of chips than they are actual pieces of candy. Like, I'm not
I
even
certainly got like, chips. I would get like maybe a bag of chips per year.
I would walk away with like 40 bags of chips.
I've never got chips.
And then I'd have to eat them for weeks. They'd be in my lunches. It was awful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that was a thing that people did, but there you go.
There you go. Canada gives out chips. I have no idea why.
I don't either.
I would have thought of just giving you, like, maple syrup or something instead. Just, like, a small thing of Aunt Jemima's.
Aunt Jemima's is not maple syrup.
What was I to say? I'm sure Canadians prefer something fresher and more unique. I guess on the flip side, I don't know if any of us are at this point now, but what do you give out for candy if you do that?
Oh, I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't be a cheap ass and give out crappy stuff. So I'm giving out a whole bunch of chocolate bars this year to any people who come to my door. So like Reese's Pieces and Hershey, and I don't know. I bought a whole bunch of big packs of them. So, and the nice thing is, like, if you don't give them all out, then you can just eat them all yourself.
Yes.
So that's like a win.
We had a program in school where, like, they have the local, because we were a college town, so there's really not many houses there. So you could sign up and have the local kids come to your door. So what you would do is buy a big bag of your favorite candy, hope nobody came, and then you had the rest of it for yourself for a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's genius.
So I would do the fun size Twix bars and stuff like that, and then, especially senior year, there was six of us, so we had six different bags of candy and stuff like that. So you had more than enough left over. It's a good thing none of us had cavities or got cavities after that.
That's a very good idea.
Well, I mean, you should buy candy that you enjoy, because if you don't give it away, somebody has to eat it.
True. It's true. It's like, oh no, I've got all this candy. I wonder who I can give it to. If only there were someone here like me who could eat it all.
The other thing to do, and I have friends who do this as well, is you go to like a big store like Target or Walmart or whatever the day after Halloween when all the candy's on like 50% clearance, because nobody's going to buy it in bulk anymore.
Right.
That's what I'm doing this Friday.
So yeah, there you go. I mean, Trent already alluded to this a bit earlier, but do you have any type of Halloween traditions, if Halloween night or throughout the month?
Well, throughout the month, I try and watch at least 31 horror movies in 31 days, and I wish I could say that that's an original idea, but it's totally not. I've been watching the same YouTube series for the past 6 years, and it's put on by my friend Chuck Dowding at Water Cooler Films. It's called 31 Horror Movies in 31 Days. And, like, I thought it was really entertaining watching him watch movies. So I every day that he posted a movie that he watched the previous night before, I would find that movie, I would download it, and I would watch it. It's awesome in the sense that it makes me watch a lot more horror movies than I never would have watched before. And it's terrible in the sense that most of the movies he watches for this series are absolute crap. So more often than not, it's just a waste of time. But Halloween night itself, I always watch the same three movies.
Which are
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which I wrote about last week for the site. Trick or Treat, which I'm writing about this week for the site. And if you guys haven't watched Trick or Treat, I highly recommend it. It's not just one of the best Halloween movies I've seen. It's probably one of the best horror movies I've seen.
And they just announced a sequel.
Pardon me?
They just announced a sequel, didn't
they? Yeah, they just announced a sequel. I was going all geek happy about it the other day. Yeah, it was pretty rad. And then the other one.
What movie?
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat. Yeah. Oh. Trick or Treat. Yeah. And the other one that I watch is Ghostbusters.
Oh.
I don't even know why. I just wanted to watch Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters 1 or 2?
One.
Always one.
Always okay. One.
Well, I
always
seen,
one.
I've only seen like 2 minutes of one, and I've never seen any of two.
That's a good thing.
Well, it'd be better if you watched all of one. I think one's great. I had to watch it twice before I understood the majesty that it was, but yeah, I think it's great.
I'm kind of along the same road as Trent. I honestly can't do 31 movies. The idea of doing a movie every night seems simple until like something kind of catches up to you and you miss a night or two, and then you kind of try to put everything on the weekend. So I don't plan to watch a horror movie every night. I've been doing a decent job of it this year just by accident, because Netflix is a really great source for this, because you can just randomly go on there and find a ton of crap for movies. And a lot of people recommend stuff to you that you got to check out. I've watched, I think, nothing but new movies this year. But as part of the site, one of our major themes throughout the month is Bears and Fears is something we've done for 4 years now, which is we take a horror movie and we, you know, create drinking games to them. The first few years we did tropes of the genre, especially slasher films. You find out that they are tropes, but they aren't always there, so it's really a bad idea to do a giant umbrella of a drinking game for movies. We found the first 2 years. Other than that, my personal films have kind of evolved, and they're more recent now. Cabin in the Woods is a new one.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's great.
Zombieland, I need to get in. One that I know
Like Evil Dead?
I've not seen a new Evil Dead yet. Or do you mean the original?
Either.
I have actually never seen either one.
Oh, okay.
I've seen Evil Dead 3, I think.
You mean Army of Darkness?
There we go.
I am so disappointed in you.
Oh, trust me. If you want to be disappointed at me for movies I haven't seen, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better, I haven't seen it either.
No, that makes me feel specifically worse.
Well, I never heard of Evil Dead before the remake.
Really?
Yeah, well, dude, I'm like 20.
That's no excuse. I've heard of it. I mean, I've never seen it, but I've heard of him.
Okay, like this. At the time, I didn't know what it was. Like, I'd seen posters for, like, Army of Darkness, but I didn't entirely get what it was. I thought it was, like, a drawing. Like just a random drawing, not, like, for a movie poster or anything. And then I know about Evil Dead, the game, but I didn't pay it any attention. Like, I know of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus,
I'm so sad.
Don't worry, Trent. I know about Evil Dead.
Take some time out of this Halloween and watch Evil Dead. I was about to say you don't even need to watch the first Evil Dead, but you totally need to watch the first Evil Dead.
Maybe I'll do that this
Yes.
Time.
Yes. Oh.
All right.
Like, you'll be confused. I'm not going to lie. You'll be confused because if you watched Evil Dead 1, you'd be like, oh, that was good. And then if you watch Evil Dead 2, they kind of recap what happened in Evil Dead 1 in the first 15 minutes. So you'll think that it's sort of a remake, but it's not at all a remake. So you'll be a little bit confused when you watch the second movie, but they're both so worth watching.
Okay.
And Army of Darkness.
Okay. So wait, The Evil Dead is on Netflix and Hulu. So maybe I would.
Both of them are the original.
The original, not the remake. Okay. I don't think the remake's out on DVD yet, is it?
Yeah. It came out like late last year. Like
I
in
thought
theaters.
It came out this year. Yeah. I thought it came out this year. Did it
come out
in April?
I don't know. There's been so many movies coming out I couldn't even tell you. I just feel like it came out last year because it feels like it would.
No, I'm pretty sure it came out in April of this year. But the DVD is apparently out now, so maybe I'll look into that. But yes, The Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2 are both... No, wait. Okay, The Evil Dead is on Netflix. The Evil Dead 2 is on Amazon. But it's not on Netflix.
Okay.
So maybe I'll do that this Friday, because I don't have a movie, because we were doing Trauma Team releases, and we're out of October now, so... and my final movie I have...
Which...
What?
No, go on. It's about Evil Dead, but I'll ask later.
I was going to say, my final movie that I try to do, and this is one that I think is just really weird, but it's, you know, I have Batman. It's the Batman versus Dracula. It's probably the best
movie out
of the Batman. Yeah, it's a ton of fun.
Like Batman and
Don't be mean.
It's not campy. It's actually probably the darkest thing that Batman has done. I believe Dracula actually does kill people in that, instead of like sucking their plasma or whatever, you know, like draining them.
I think so. Yeah, I think there's that one shot of Joker when he's a vampire, just like his mouth is covered in blood, and it's just the creepiest thing ever.
Yeah. So yeah, those are the movies I tend to do. I try to also watch at least one of the major, you know, like either Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, something of the along the lines. At least one or two of them. I can't do too many of them in a row because they are kind of cheesy. But they are fun. They are fun. I think this year we did Jason X, which was a movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. But you have to, I mean, it's part of the franchise. It exists.
I'm judging you. I've never even seen that movie, and I'm judging you.
It happens. What about you or Dan? Neither one of you have mentioned what you do, or your Halloween traditions.
My Halloween traditions kind of tend to vary. I kind of play it by ear. This year, and most years, I guess, I have like a sort of just Halloween-themed overall, where I just do something Halloween-related, whether it be like watch a movie or play a video game relating to Halloween or being spooky every week. And I do it every week just so that it avoids the sort of like 31 days problem you guys run into, where it's like I can't commit to one every day. So I just sort of say like, all right, I'll commit a whole week to doing this thing Halloween-related. So like this year I'm doing a lot of stuff in Animal Crossing that's related to like spooky furniture. I'm dressing up my house really like spooky-looking. That's pretty cool. And then I've had like a few games that I've been playing. Like I'm playing Shadowrun Returns this week. I might get the new Amnesia game for Halloween, stuff like that.
Amnesia. So good.
I was going to say, I noticed none of us mentioned scary video games for that, but...
Oh. Mm.
What about you, Justin?
Usually it's like giving out candy since I'm downstairs in the one closest to the door while playing a video game. Usually scary or sometimes not scary. I'll try to catch one or two Halloween-themed episodes of a show if and when they're on. Like, I think the last Halloween-related thing that I caught on TV was probably is either Young Justice or the Kim Possible Halloween episode. I mean, not back when Kim Possible was on. I mean, like they just had it. I just googled it one night and decided to watch it.
Oh yeah, I do that too. I do that, and I think this year I checked out episodes of Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark? Because I believe they're both on Netflix. Yeah, do not watch those shows as an adult.
they are. They're bad.
They're not bad. They're just they kind of they're scary if you're a kid. They're not so scary if you're an adult because it's kind of like
Tales from the Crypt, but for toddlers.
Okay. Recently, because of American Horror Story, I guess that's also one of my traditions. I try to watch one of the episodes that airs closest to Halloween, because I figure that's when they really start to get when they really start to get insane with their stuff. More insane. I'm pretty sure tonight's episode is. Yes. Oh my dude. Can we break off a moment to talk about what the hell? Can someone explain to me why they felt like he had to be molested by his mom?
That's a very good question. The whole thing was super awkward. I kind of felt like that's where it was going to go. Like, that's the saddest thing.
Yeah.
I felt that's where it was going to go.
Well, no. It's like, I knew that he was going to fear to death. I feared, this is going to end well. He's, going to go insane for some reason. But then she kissed me. It's like, okay, that's sweet. And then she kept doing sports. I was like, what's going on? It's like, oh, God. And,
that was only one of the shocking things. God.
I was watching downstairs, and I was screaming. And then I could hear my family screaming from upstairs. We're all just like, what the fuck? And then I'm testing my... a friend, and she's texting me, she's like, ew, no, what is going on? Oh, God. That took everybody by a complete blindside.
Well, the thing that was really bothering me near the end of the episode, other than the climax or the cliffhanger, was the Queenie and the Minotaur thing. Oh,
dude, that was so weird.
I was like, come on. We all want love.
I know they're gonna pay that off, but that just came out. That literally came out of nowhere.
I wasn't expecting it.
No, I don't think anybody was expecting it. And it's
it's got the American Horror Story talk, especially being that I haven't seen it.
Well,
I know somebody gets molested by their mother. I don't really know who or what, so we'll move on. What else is there?
I got one. Or a question.
Yeah.
What costume do you think you'll see a lot of this year?
I could say already Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball. I'm just calling it.
God.
Calling it.
Oh,
yes. Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah. Not even Wrecking. I think it's going to be Miley Cyrus MTV Music Awards.
Probably.
Yeah, however you want to consider it. Just that in general.
Let's just go with Miley Cyrus.
You just need to dress like you're insane and you're good to go.
Right. Oh, speaking of, there was this school that had a little pendulum, and too many guys kept getting naked and doing wrecking ball on them, so they had to remove the they had to remove the pendulum.
Oh, God.
That is a problem. That is a weird problem.
Well, I mean, it's like, I they saw their shot and they took it. I'm sorry. But if they had the perfect opportunity, I feel like they just sort of rolled with it.
No pun intended.
But anyway, back to the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because usually you can have an idea of what was popular. Like, Miley Cyrus is there, but a lot of the stuff, especially over the summer, was stuff we've seen before. I'm sure Iron Man will come back. Oh, Heisenberg would be a big idea.
Yep, I was going to say that one too.
Yeah, Heisenberg. I think you may have a few people try to look like some of the characters from Pacific Rim. Like, not really the Jaegers, but they might try to do the...
not the Jaegers.
No, I mean definitely not, unless they've got a small construction team available.
You never know.
But,
we do robots and stuff like that. It's just really...
Yeah. Or, they might try to do, the black suits or, try to look like them in their, little casual uniform things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I could see that.
Or maybe some people kind of dress up like the dudes from, what's that anime, Attack on Titan?
Oh yeah.
God. Stop. Just stop now. Don't even. I'm sure Attack on Titan's a great show. It's probably fantastic. I hate all the fanboyism. I go to a very nerdy sort of school. We have a lot of game majors here, video game design majors. And it's just everywhere. And I just want it to stop. Please.
This is a message. Watch you right there.
I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about.
This episode brought to you by...
Yeah, it's an anime. I just know it because everybody does like a parody of the poster, which is like the main character looking at some giant thing in the background.
Yeah. Oh, they did this one with I think it was Woody from Toy Story. Hilarious.
So what you're telling me is that it's an anime about giant robots?
No, it's an anime about like these giant people who like have their skin missing called Titans, and there's apparently some kid. And he's, like, the best in the academy or something. I don't know.
That's not weird.
I don't know. Go to Tumblr and just type in Attack on Titan and piece together from there.
All right.
What else was big this year?
I don't know.
I wonder if anybody's known as Sharknado.
No. No.
I saw some dressed as 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
I've seen that before.
That's awful.
I mean, this is probably an easy one, but I could see a group. I could see a group costume being popular as Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Some people. Oh, dang it.
I'm sure some people are going to be, you know, topical and try to be fancy and probably beat a government shutdown.
Probably. Some people are probably going to go as the Grand Theft Auto guys.
That could happen.
maybe.
Well, actually, I think Minecraft is bigger. I know really? Minecraft is bigger last year. Because you just need, like, the box head.
But do they have Halloween costumes for Minecraft?
Like, people just do, like, you just need, like, the boxy head, and people usually go with that.
True.
Do you guys know the band Vampire Weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, I saw three guys that had, like, vampire teeth, and each one had a different name of the day attached to their shirt.
Oh, my God.
The three of them went together as Vampire Weekend.
That's cute. What else?
Probably the Daft Punk robots.
Nah.
They had a song in the summer. Like, what
true.
Happened over the summer?
Well, it's like... Nah,
other
I
than
guess...
Miley Cyrus. Oh, I see people. I don't know how popular the show is. I'm gonna say Sleepy Hollow. That's a thing. The Headless Horseman.
Maybe it's the Headless Horseman, but maybe not as the other two. Because I don't think. I think you need the Horseman to sort of make it recognizable. Some people might try to go as was it Booker and Elizabeth from BioShock?
See, I feel like that's one of the ones that OU Gamers would get, and I feel like BioShock is a decent franchise, but I don't think it's big enough for that's going to be something you see often.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
You could argue The Last of Us 2, but probably the same sort of size.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, I think The Last of Us, I think a lot of people would confuse The Last of Us with Walking Dead, like as far as like the initial concept and the way the characters look. I mean,
that's
basically...
True, maybe.
Because, I mean, like, if you put a hat on Ellie and cut her hair, you could probably, like, think... You'd probably think that she was Carl.
I mean, it's going to be an interesting year. I'm sure... Like, I'm always surprised at what people do come up with and kind of when you figure it out and get it.
Right.
Though part of it, I'm also kind of disappointed. I don't really know how it works this year because it's, like, Thursday. Because usually people try to do it in October, but this year, since it's near the end... Well, it is the end of the month. I wonder if people are celebrating. Like, I know people celebrated this past weekend.
I think more people are going to try to do it, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like, I think that's what they're doing, at least from what I've heard from people in my school, there's, like, parties on Friday and Saturday. But
yeah,
I didn't hear about anything for last week.
I knew people celebrated last weekend as well. So it's kind of been, Yeah, it's interesting. Usually when I was in the middle of the week, last year was a Wednesday. It's just really difficult because people do it at both. And I don't dress up multiple times. It's just really annoying to do if you have a really elaborate costume. So the second time around, my costume is usually just broken up into pieces.
Right.
So yeah, I guess, do you have any big plans for Halloween this year?
I'm working.
Exciting. Do you dress up for work?
Nah, well, I was going to be, like, a sexy Iron Man, but apparently they turned that down. And then I went to be sexy Harry Potter, but they also turned that down. So I guess I just have to go in my regular work uniforms, because they're prudes like that.
What is a sexy Harry Potter?
Only the glasses.
You know, I was going to say,
you
need a wand.
No, you know that...
Oh, it's magic.
No, you know that Saturday Night Live sketch where Lindsay Lohan is in like, the Harry Potter parody where she's Hermione?
No, but go on.
Okay, well, Google that, and that's basically what it is, except that the skirt is, like, a little bit higher, and the shirt is a little bit shorter. That was my plan, but they said that it was inappropriate.
I'm sure.
And they said that I couldn't be sexy Iron Man either, because something about health code violations and not being appropriate for a family-themed store. I don't know.
It happens. I'm kind of bummed out. I had friends who were coming down to the city to celebrate with me, and they canceled the last week. So I'm happy. They were kind of a maybe, and I always hate wishy-washy friends, even though I'm one of them. So I didn't go further with my costume, but I was planning on being Dennis Rodman this year.
Why?
Why not?
Okay. Oh, I just thought of another costume that some people might go as. Do you think some people might go as Arrow, since he's not really that hard to replicate?
I could see that. I could also see people going as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since it's just wearing suits.
Yeah.
Would an Arrow costume have to be shirtless because of the ads, or?
Well, good point. I mean, hey.
We're not getting into the ads again, because I find it stupid that an ad for a hooded character has him talking.
You gotta get that demographic, dude.
You got Batman walking around without his cow, like, oh, it's Bruce Wayne.
Like, no, I'm not. Like, who are you? I'll never tell. It's Bruce Wayne. Shit. To the Batcave.
But yes, moving on. What about you, Dan?
Sorry, what was the question again?
Any plans for Halloween this year?
Oh, plans for Halloween Day? I don't have any. I have, like, tons of classes. I'm in class straight from, like, 9:30 in the morning to, like, 6 at night. So I don't have any plans for the day of Halloween. This weekend I might do a extra life charity event sort of thing where I'm going to be streaming some spooky games.
Oh, cool.
Still determining if I want to actually do that because I don't know how my streaming setup's going to work.
Okay. Well, I know you mentioned Amnesia. I think you mentioned this last week. Do you have the list of games sorted out yet?
I think it's going to be from, depending on if I get the new Amnesia, like today or tomorrow, it might be Shadowrun Returns, since that's a little spooky-ish, I guess. I might do Don't Starve, since that's kind of just, like, overarching. You can just play that whenever. And then I had, what was the other one? The one
Dead
I'm
Space?
Definitely forgetting. No, I don't have Dead Space streamable, but Dark Souls. I might play Dark Souls also.
Oh, Dark
Souls? Is
that
horror game?
It's kind of scary because, like, death is always coming. I mean, I guess you could kind of classify it as, like, survival horror.
Yeah, sort of. It's just more the atmospheric sort of thing I was going for, not necessarily horror. Like, Shadowrun's not very scary. It's more like futuristic sort of a grungy D&D
almost. What about Fear or one of the Silent Hill games?
I could play all of the Fear games, actually. I bought them a few years ago on Steam, and I haven't played any of them, so I could marathon all three of those.
Yeah.
Well, I'll share your ink when that goes up. Yeah. That should be. I always like watching Extra Life. Yeah. No, I've always been. It's always iffy, because I like the concept of Extra Life, but I think watching somebody play a game the entire day is kind of meh. Which is why, even if I ask my friends to do it, it's always kind of either something silly like dancing games, or music games, or like motion games, because those show well. They may not play well, but they show well. They entertain people around you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As for me, I honestly don't know what I'm doing. I know I have a bunch of stuff to do tomorrow that's non-Halloween related. I might try to find a party to go to this weekend, but I will probably just throw together some costume instead of doing something super elaborate. So, yes, I'm a super elaborate fan at times. I need kids. You can get away with doing that stuff when you have kids.
Are you sure? Just go up to someone and be like, have my children, please.
I just want them for Halloween.
I just want them for Halloween. Or just like go to an orphanage and be like, on Halloween, just be like, you, and you. We're going to go to the store again, get you some costumes. Let's go. It's like, I'm going to be this one. No, you were going to be the costumes that I want you to be. You just like return them November 1st. Be like, I don't want them.
I'm good. You got them a bag of candy if you want.
Yeah, just be like a library card. Just be like, hey, next year, can I go through your catalog? Just be like, how about this one and this one? Maybe that one if the other one hasn't been adopted yet.
So I guess any final thoughts or questions before we begin to wrap?
Favorite Halloween special?
That's a tough one. I've always been partial to the Boy Meets World one, even though it's not too spooky. I think it's the Witches of Pembroke.
Turning into a werewolf?
No, not that. That one was interesting because that was a metaphor for
puberty.
Yeah, there we go.
For
puberty.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
Are you talking about the one where it's in the school and one of them is the killer?
Oh, that's another good one.
oh, I really like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. They were really good with Halloween specials. I think I mean, Halloween specials I feel like aren't done as often anymore, just because you don't really do many. I mean, people tend to do it like one year and you just kind of repeat it. Like, How I Met Your Mother had the Shreddy Pumpkin episode.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Family had the one where like the family's really big into Halloween and except it's an African haunted house. And then you just do it once and it's like, okay, we'll just repeat this every Halloween for the next few years.
Right.
So, what about you, Justin?
I think my favorite one is the American Dad one, where Stan hires like all these, he grabs all these like convicted murderers, and then they accidentally like get free, and they start trying to terrorize and kill people. And one of my favorite moments is it's like near the middle part where he's telling people to like get out the house because they're real killers. And everyone's just like, "Oh boy, real killers! Yay!" I think it's a funny episode.
Mr. Trent?
I'm not a big fan of when TV shows do like any kind of holiday. That's just a personal preference. Whenever there's a Christmas show or a Halloween show, and it's like a sitcom, it just doesn't feel right to me. But I am a big fan of like actual television specials, like The Great Pumpkin or like Halloween Town or stuff like that, you know?
Oh. That reminds me of the new one, Toy Story of Terror. That was fun.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, how was that?
That was, I mean, it's not really a horror thing, but it is fun. I mean, I have seen characters again, and Combat Car is awesome. Combat Car for Yves is awesome. So yeah, that's worth checking out.
Oh, Earl, how did you feel about the Batman episode with Solomon Grundy? Where it was actually Clayface? Did you like that one?
I don't remember that one. I don't remember the Batman that well.
If I remember right, I think it was like, it was Halloween, it was Grundy, but then it was just Clayface who was like capitalizing on people's like fear to like steal steal money from the rich people. Because, yeah. You know, it's like when you're supposed to be a dead guy, you don't really have many leads when the cops are trying to chase you.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. Like, it was a good little mystery, because I actually thought that it actually was him, and then they pulled the old switcheroo. It's just like, oh, that's cool. That makes a total sense for a thief to do. Why does everyone do that?
When everybody can shapeshift.
Well, true. I mean, it's like, that's like the perfect cover, though, for some. Like, you can get away, and it's like, no one's going to really believe that someone came from, like, the swamp from over, like, 200 years ago just to steal all your cash.
Yes, but that's exactly why it works, because if nobody believes it, you can't get away with it often. Like, you
true.
Have to find people who are gullible enough to fall for it.
True. I mean, I don't know if he was going to, like, plan to do the same thing, like, year after year.
Yeah. So, and what about you, Dan?
I was trying to think of a good Halloween special that I liked the whole time. I can't really think of any off the top of my head, so I'm going to give you an IOU on that one, a rain check.
Fair enough. We will cash in this rain check next week. Check out the website. We have up reviews of comics and movies and video games. Trent will have his final underrated horror film up this Thursday, well, yesterday when you watch this. Check out our Do World and Games of the Generation series. We just did our top 7 PlayStation 3 exclusives. That was a show. Next week, I think actually for both shows, we're going to just talk about video games. We're going to talk about the last 8 years of gaming and the PS2.
Ooh,
360, the Wii, the DS, the PSP, your PC, your smartphone, your tablet, your Facebook, your browser, your Newgrounds, anything and anything related to video across this generation. We're going to just go to town on that, and hopefully that's a super fun podcast, because I don't think many of us are bitter and disillusioned with the gaming industry yet here.
No, dude, I'm totally bitter.
I'm getting there, actually, in all honesty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a little bit of a... You get jaded as you turn into one of the creators of the industry.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Hey, that... Okay, I guess I can see that.
Well, you get jaded in general if you follow this industry, and I think the console transition is the worst period of time, which is really why I want to do it personally, is because it is a really tough time to be a gamer when everybody's just kind of at each other's throat, trying to assert their dominance and wishing ill upon anybody else in the industry, so it makes themselves feel better.
Like, especially like this week, in the past like 4 or 5 days too, it's just been like a massive mud-slinging contest.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse as we ramp up towards the end of the month. And throughout, I mean, it's going to get worse, and it doesn't really get much better. The only thing that kind of saved this generation is it went on really long, and after a while, people just gave up. Okay. Because everybody had their pace, and everybody just kind of settled for that. But now that you're kind of starting fresh, and everybody can cheer you for their own company again, the gloves are off, and it gets really annoying. So we're going to be here. We're going to talk positively, hopefully, about our experience with gaming this generation and probably what we expect from gaming over the next 5 or 6 years. So tune in for that.
We should talk about this next week.
Yes, we will talk about this week. So I want to thank Trent, Dan, Justin, and myself. This has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 150.